Should be fine.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, over to you, Eva.
Hi, everyone. My name's Eva. I'm just going to share a bit about my journey in faith so far. So it all began when Rebecca invited me along to one of the socials at the university student fellowship called CORE. And it was a dumpling making night. I didn't grow up in a Christian household, so I didn't really have much exposure to Christianity growing up. The only exposure I sort of had was through primary school. So through the school plays and singing hymns during assembly. But throughout all of these activities, I didn't really understand the meaning behind them. I just thought that there was some really cool guy who lived in the clouds and he granted wishes to people and he was called God. But I went along to this dumpling night with an open heart because I really wanted to see what Christianity was truly like and not just what school had portrayed to me all those years back. And there I met James Tang. And James being James, he was really friendly, and he asked me loads of questions, such as what I was studying, where I'm from, and that was when people started bullying me about being from the Wirral. But it was all good fun and good love as well. And James told me about church being a thing that happens on Sundays, Sunday mornings, and so I went along the same Sunday that week, and as I arrived, lots of people greeted me with warm smiles and warm welcomes, and I was really touched that the people I'd met only just earlier in that week, they remembered my face and remembered my name. And I remember the sermon that week was about God's family, and Bert was preaching about how joyful it is to be part of God's family, and I was just, I remember being sat in church with this really tingling feeling in my heart, and it was spreading throughout with me, and being part of a big family myself and having just really experienced a real sense of family earlier that week at CORE, I could really relate to what Bert was talking about. And I continued to go to church and CORE as the weeks went by, and I could really feel how the support from CORE and learning God's word every Sunday really touched my heart. And I began to realize how God's word does help us to tackle different situations in our life with a more positive mindset. And because in first year of my university life, I did go through quite a lot of struggles, be it with my degree, with my accommodation. I had a lot going on and a lot to tackle. But in second year, I also had struggles. But because I had the support from CORE and from everyone at church, my fellow brothers and sisters, they all helped me through and kept me going. But towards the end of my second year at university, I did go through a time that I doubt I'll ever forget because of how difficult it was. I'm not going to go into specific details about what was going on, but in a nutshell, I was basically going through family problems, poor health, and bad exam stress all at the same time. And now that I'm out of it and I think back, I know that if I had not trusted God, had I not kept my eyes fixed on him, and had I not just really trusted him with my life, then things would have definitely been a lot more worse than they already were and a lot more difficult to deal with. And I guess a lot of people say that when you're in a tough time, it's really difficult to keep your eyes fixed on God. But and when you do, it's like you're blaming him, you're angry at him or whatever. But for me, these days when I face times of trouble, God is actually the first person I turn to. And I know that I can trust him no matter what happens, and he'll guide me out. And I just really open my heart to him during prayer and lift my troubles up to him. And I, at the same time, I thank him for all of the good things he's blessed me with and the good people in my life. And so from January to end of March this year, I've been taking time out to spend time with my family and my friends at CORE, just to really catch up with them and get to know each one of them a bit better. And also, I guess, make the most of the time that I still have here before I have to graduate and I have to leave. And each one of these meetings has really helped me to see how God is working through each and every one of them. I can really see how God is shaping them into better versions of themselves. And it fills me with so much joy knowing that God is prominently working through my brothers and sisters. And it just fills me with so much joy knowing that God is shaping these youths and helping them through their university life, which is definitely a difficult time in their lives, but he's working through them so prominently. And these meetings have also helped me to reflect on my journey with God. And I guess I'm just really happy to know that I've gone from someone who has had almost zero knowledge of Christianity, and now I'm serving on the welcome team, I'm reaching out to my brothers and sisters, I'm even encouraging those who are new to faith, and helping them grow and helping them strengthen their hearts. And I'm just really excited to be getting baptized, but it's only the first step. Thank you.